Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Eileen has said, what colour wraps would be versatile for an exotic slash autumn colouring to go with a coral pink dress with darker colouring? So if you're an exotic or an autumn, you should be having probably dark brown hair most of the time, or possibly a dark red, something like that, or a medium brown, but you know, you're not a blonde if you are exotic, because it's the dark palette. So if we are looking at something like this, you've got a more kind of corally pink colour, say something like that. Then what colour wraps? Well, it really depends where you want to go. So you could be doing, you know, like coral goes beautifully with like a navy blue. Something like that could be gorgeous. Now, if you've got green eyes, then I would be going for a deep olive colour. That would be really great. If you are also green eye, another option would be purple. A lovely red violet. That would be gorgeous, be stunning, very evening. There are so many options. The thing I would recommend is getting a colour wheel and having a look at the different colour relationships and finding other colours that go really well depending on your own colouring. But, you know, so there are, I've just showed you three options very quickly, but there are many options. So just think about your darker colours and which ones, or even just something like a beautiful dark deep brown would be really gorgeous, in that kind of bronzy, dark, rich, sumptuous sort of brown, or a cognac. That sort of colour would all be great. That is what I would recommend for that. But yeah, colour wheel, this is where owning a colour wheel is such a handy tool, because you can easily look at the colour relationships, but you can actually just go online. There are so many kind of colour picker, you know, tools on the internet where you can actually kind of put in a colour and then find other colour schemes that go with it. And that will give you lots of ideas as well. They've already got them. So they just show you, you know, I want to try out, I want a complementary colour, all those sorts of things. They will show them. There's so many on the internet you can have play with if you're looking for different colour schemes. Helen's asked, how to enhance my multi-tonal grey, silver, pewter and white hair when I'm larger and don't want to wear all light colours, as they don't suit my lifestyle. So rather than going really dark, think about going more medium in your colouring. So this is where often you've got to remember that if you've got fairly light hair and fairly light, fairly pale skin, then you will find that anything medium still looks darker than you, so it's still more receding. Also remember the other properties of colour. So when we're thinking, what is a receding colour? The three things it has in common is it's darker, more muted, so greyed out and smoky, and cool. So cooler colours. Here I'm talking the overtone of coolness. So here I'm talking about blues, greens, you know, kind of violets and neutrals. They are all more receding. So don't have a wardrobe full of reds, pinks, oranges, yellows, because they are more advancing. So they are going to make you look larger versus your blues, greens, violets are more receding. So whatever part of your body you want to make recede, put your cooler, more muted, darker colours on. But it doesn't have to be really dark. When you've got multi-tonal hair, so if your hair is multiple shades of grey, so I'm thinking that your hair is kind of almost probably a bit like, you know, kind of this, where we've got all these kind of shades of grey in it. So it's then thinking about, do I go for, you know, like multiple shades of grey in my outfit, or just multiple different kind of versions of a colour? So it could be a monochromatic outfit in blue, but you could have darker and lighter blues. Then you could add a scarf or a piece of jewellery or an accessory to create some colour contrast if you need that. You know, this is where pattern is also great. Pattern can be very distracting, and it can add extra colour. It can create your value contrast. It can create your colour contrast. It can, you know, be useful in so many different ways. But accessories, it doesn't have to be whole garments. I think people forget all the time when they think about, well, I need to be dark and therefore I can't, you know, but I need a colour contrast, and then do I have to wear light on my bottom? And they get very confused Really, it's just thinking about, I can add accessory for that. I can add a scarf, a necklace, something like that, some clutch of, you know, cluster of brooches, all sorts of things like that, very easily. So if you've got that sort of multi-tonal hair, I often find patterns are a really good way to go. But think about more blended patterns than really stark patterns. This is a bit of a stark pattern, but it's a medium and a light color. So a more blended pattern can be good. And then, or thinking about things like marl, you know, where you get that, you know, kind of different shades of grey all in one. Think about tweeds and those sort of fabrics as well, because they often have kind of a more textural and multi-tonal appearance as well. And then, so if you, you know, you want to be a bit more receding, and of course, you know, practicality and lifestyle come into this. I know every time I wear my light jeans, my dog always jumps on me and, you know, leaves a muddy paw mark. He's like, ah, whereas it doesn't seem to happen on my dark jeans in the same way. I'm not quite sure why. It's almost like she's attracted to them. But I do know there's a practicality issue. So it's like I'll often wear darker bottoms, but then I'll just use, you know, kind of a medium color and then a lighter color to create my ideal value next to my face, or to at least bring a bit of lightness next to my face. So thinking about when you're using your swatch, that you have lots of different options. And that's then it's playing with kind of, if you've got multi-tonal hair, I'd be looking at kind of monochromatic color schemes in multi-tonal options, so lighter and darker versions. But this is where a pattern just makes it so much easier. So if you, there's some sort of pattern you like, I'd be looking for, you know, for patterns in that that work really well. And often things like a snake skin is a great pattern for a multi-tonal sort of look, because it does often have, it's little and bitty and it has lighter and darker elements. So if you happen to like snake skin, look for patterns like it. But if you like florals, then look for patterns in those sorts of florals. There is no one pattern or one way of doing it. You'll find it, the hardest one is often stripes, because stripes are often more contrasty. But you can find different versions of stripes as well, where you get lighter, medium and darker stripes. So hopefully there's some little ideas there for you to try out. But I'll usually find when we've got that multi-tonal hair, we often have a more textured appearance. So adding texture into the garment, and we often have, like, we want more different neutrals in the outfit. So having kind of like a variety of grays or a variety of something can be really nice and really harmonize well with your appearance. Last question for today comes from Jen, who said, can you share some tips for finding denim without the whiskers or the distressed faded colours, or how to work with them when solid, medium or dark wash works best? Also for pants, shorts, skirts and jackets, since the distressed and faded look is so popular. Yeah, it is popular. You know, I find with denims, all these things, they come and they go all the time. And one of the things is just sometimes just to search around on the internet. Like, the internet is a wonderful tool. It used to be that we were very limited to only being able to buy what happened to be in our local store at one time. Now we have the world at our beck and call as such. And you can also do a lot more searching before you actually spend them time, you know, the foot traffic, if you're going to go out, you know, looking. You'll often find that jeans shops have a larger variety of jeans than if you go to just a brand that, you know, a store that sells lots of different things and sells a few pairs of jeans. So often, if you look at Jag or, you know, Levi's or any of those things, you'll often find that they might have, you know, I certainly know our jean shops will often have some that are really plain and just plain and dark, which is what you're after. And then there'll be the other kind of fashion end. So they'll often at the back of the store have the plainer stuff, and have at the front of the store all the more distressed looks and the kind of current trend stuff. But they still sell a bunch of that stuff that's at the back of the store. But often if you ask the staff to, I find them really helpful, particularly in jean shops, because they really know what fit, you know, what are their cuts, what are their fits, what they've actually got. So they tend to be incredibly helpful. I find jean store staff usually pretty darn good. So congrats to you, jean store staff, if you happen to be watching. So do have a look. Go online first. Have a look at what the options are. If you've got any brands you're thinking about trying, as far as that, look, if you find the perfect pair of jeans that you know, like, because all jeans in the end kind of do get a bit of that whiskery and stuff just from use, and that's why they kind of put that in there. It's almost like these are old jeans instead of fresh new jeans. You could always put them in a pot of dye. If you want to make them darker and less distressed, put them in some indigo dye, and that will get rid of an awful lot of that distressing as well. So that could be something that if you find everything else about the jeans is great, but they've got some whiskering or something you're really not keen on, I would be darking them a navy, you know, indigo blue. And because their denim is got a high cotton percentage, so it should be pretty easy for you to get rid of a bunch of whiskering. Like one of the things that I know that Eileen Fisher does, I think it's Eileen Fisher, who has a, they do a kind of recycle their own clothes. And one of the things they do is when they take them back, so that, you know, people kind of donate back their old clothes. It's Green Eileen. So the clothes that are sold in Green Eileen, often they're re-dyed. And it's amazing how much re-dyeing something can give it a fresh new look. So if you don't like the distressing or something, but you otherwise love the jeans, just pop them in a pot of dye. I think that could make a big difference. So yes, but I would just be, you know, I would just be having a look around, because honestly with jeans, there's a million brands of jeans. Pretty much every retailer almost does them. So really, even though there are fashion trends, you should find it possible to find something in a kind of look that you are after. Hopefully that helps you, Jen. Well, thanks for watching. Please do send me more questions. I'm always interested to know what it is that you want to know, what your colour and style questions are. Thank you again for watching, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.